Right now, remember, we have declining availability of OJ worldwide. It's very hard to increase sales of something you have declining supply of. So for right now, the department's mission is more focused on keeping a market base available for when we rebound and get back into the market with a heavy supply. We are working more on the sustaining the bright reputation and the nutritious beverage and the good factors of the of juice in consumers' minds. As much as we look at Nielsen numbers, they're not really a measure of what the Florida Department of Citrus is doing, because there's other economic factors that are going on back there. Our measures are going to be based on what consumer awareness and perceptions and what the new age of folks, millennials, start seeing them do in terms of habits down the road, in continuing the generational affinity for orange juice, even in a time when we rebound.
Your heavy target is millennial moms.
It is. You know, we're finding some things. You heard today in the meeting that, you know, we've learned that millennials are lower in the category of saying that they like the taste of orange juice a lot. We know that that's skewed in terms of millennial consumption is skewed so that it's more women than men. So we have some targets there. You know, we've been looking at millennial moms, but we've got to really factor in the fact that we also have some millennial gentlemen out there that need a little boost as well. And some of the brands are targeting that, and that's great. We're getting some fantastic data through our partners that are helping us hone our message and get it to the right folks.
I think the main way you are reaching these millennials is through the internet, correct?
It is. Most of our communication happens in a digital way or through streaming media. You know, we're no longer the traditional television advertising agency. We're trying to talk to them in the way that they receive information today. And sometimes that's on the internet, that's on Pinterest, that's on Facebook, that's on any type of social media. And we're able to target folks in that way. Plus, we have some partners that we're using through shopping apps like Ibotta that help us target those consumers as well.
And I believe you had some news on search engine optimization. Google says you all are doing extremely well at getting people to see your message.
And the fantastic news about that is you can pay for that at Google. I mean, we could go ask them and buy terms that would elevate us to that number one spot, but so far we haven't had to do that. Just by the content that we have created and put out on the internet, on the websites, we've had some organic rise. And when people look at Florida Citrus, or when they look up orange juice, or when they look up recipes, they'll find our stuff first, just because we're doing so much of it now, and because we're spending time on the back end trying to make sure it's got those right key terms in it.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.